I have a friend. He used to be a preacher friend, but he's not a preacher anymore. About 10, 15 years ago, after about a 20-year ministry of some very good preaching, his wife announced that she was in love with somebody else, and she divorced him, took their two boys with her. And the church where he was preaching did not know what to do with the preacher going through a divorce, and so they fired him. He continued to go to church there while they looked for a new preacher. That's his only family he had left. They called him in about 3 months later when they'd hired a new preacher, and the elder said, "You know, it would be awkward having you around when the new preacher gets here. We want you to leave." He lost his wife. He lost his boys. He lost his job. He lost his church family. His father was dead. His mother was in the last stages of an illness that caused her not to even recognize him when he went to see her. He used a powerful word. He said, "Rick, I felt homeless." And he don't know why, but one weekend he drove out to Abilene just because years before he'd gone to college at Abilene and he had happy memories. And he was just out there by himself. And one Sunday he drove to where he had gone to church when he was in college, the Highland Street Church of Christ. And a friend of ours, a common friend named Mike Cope, was preaching that Sunday and spotted him out there in the middle of the congregation sitting all by himself. And they were having the Lord's Supper that Sunday after the sermon. So when Mike was through, instead of getting down on the front row by his family, Mike walked out there to the crowd and went and sat next to our friend. He told me with tears coming down his cheeks, they passed out the bread and the wine, and Mike took it and turned and said, "Here." And he said, "Rick, for the first time in 6 months, I was home." That's another reason we table it. When you embrace the cross, you embrace all the other people around it.